We would like to take a moment to thank our sponsor, Preborn. When a mother meets her baby on an ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, it's a divine connection, and the majority of the time, she will choose life. But she can't do it without our help. Preborn needs us, the pro-life community, to come alongside her. One ultrasound is just $28. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby, or visit preborn.com.
Join us for the second annual AFA at the Arc.
Myself and Tony Ventagliano, his family and my family, and several of the other staff members of AFA.
Tickets include transportation from the hotel to the museums, both tours, and special presentations by Answers and Genesis speakers. AFA has reserved a block of rooms at a discounted price with the Marriott Cincinnati Airport Hotel. To register, go to afa.net/events and join us for AFA at the Arc.
Jenna Ellis in the Morning on American Family Radio.
I love talking about the things of God because of truth and the biblical worldview.
The U.S. Constitution obligates our government to preserve and protect the rights that our founders recognize come from God, our Creator, not our government. I believe that Scripture in the Bible is very clear that God is the one that raised up each of you, and God has allowed us to be brought here to this specific moment in time.
This is Jenna Ellis in the Morning.
Good morning, America. Once again, not Jenna Ellis today. You've got J. Christian Adams. I was with you last week. Good to be back with you this week. Hope you have a good week planned. Lots of graduations going on, I've noticed. Proms, things like that. It's getting to be that time of year before Memorial Day weekend. If we haven't met before, again, I'm J. Christian Adams. I'm president of the Public Interest Legal Foundation, publicinterestlegal.org. We do voter fraud, election integrity. I'm a litigator, former Justice Department lawyer. Also on the United States Commission on Civil Rights, as appointed by President Trump. I'm always supposed to put that last. We can't make that too prominent now, we're told. So good to be with you this morning. Lots on the agenda happened over the weekend. If you'd like to call in today's show, the number is 1-888-589-8840. Again, 1-888-589-8840. We're going to be talking later this hour about non-citizens voting in American elections. I actually testified to Congress last Thursday and had a lot to say. I was a little surprised at the Democrat reaction. What can I say? You know, stuff that used to be common sense, stuff that used to be agreeable, I'm not so sure is very agreeable anymore, like doing something about foreigners voting in American elections. As I said to Congress, once upon a time, we could all agree that that was something we didn't want to have happen, and we could all agree that we could find a solution together to fix it. But apparently not in 2024. We'll have more on that later this hour. But first, the big news around the world this morning might not affect your daily life, but it is huge news around the world, and that's the death of the Iranian president, Ebrahim Raisi. Now, before you think, oh, that's really far away, this doesn't have anything to do with my life, folks, I want to tell you some things about this fellow, an arch enemy of the state of Israel, probably the biggest enemy in the world. Well, one of the biggest. Hates Israel. Holocaust denier. Yeah, that's a good one. Real swift there. But there's something else about this guy that you need to know, because it's about spiritual warfare. It's about good versus evil. It's about why America exists. It's got a whole lot of sub-stories here. This dude was bad. So don't be shedding any crocodile tears this morning. His helicopter, of course, crashed. He was visiting the border of Azerbaijan, and it went down in a foggy mountain range, and along with, I think, the foreign minister of Iran. Okay, folks, so here's what I want to do about this guy. This guy was like as bad as they get. He did something that, when I heard about it, I thought, this is like the opposite of America. This is like the anti-America, if I can use that word. the anti-America. Because back in 1988, he was in a position of power. Remember Ayatollah Khomeini, the nut job who led the Iranian revolution that has destabilized so much of the Middle East and threatened the state of Israel? I think it was back in 1979, if I'm not mistaken. And Iran has become the mortal threat to Israel. So if you care about Israel, you care about this story. This guy in 1988, this is just so mind-boggling. They had a secret mass execution of thousands of straight-up political and ideological prisoners in Iran. So first of all, it's bad enough they're jailing all these people, right? Like, if you speak out against the Ayatollah, you go to prison. Like, that's the opposite of the First Amendment, right? Because we have the First Amendment in America where you're allowed to speak. So then you get sent to jail on charges of speaking or even thought crime, which is a whole other topic. Like, if you thought the wrong thing, you went to jail. So tens of thousands of people that we would consider to be improperly jailed in Iran in 1988, suddenly the prison shut down. Like, you couldn't get in, you couldn't get out, you couldn't make phone calls. So this guy who died, the president of Iran, Ibrahim Raisi, was behind an effort to shut down the prisons and then secretly hang. Yes, I said those two words together. Secretly hang thousands of people who were not hardcore wacko Islamicists. Like, if you were just one step away from not being a wacko, crazy Ayatollah Khomeini follower, they hanged you by the thousands, and it was all done in secret. That's what this guy did. And I bring it up because it illustrates what a beautiful nation we live in. It illustrates why this nation exists. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by the Creator with certain inalienable rights. What we are is America, all of our beautiful founding principles, that man is given God-given rights, that among them, of course, are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, but also among them are the right not to be jailed in secret and hanged. So when you hear the news today that our Iranian president, Ibrahim Raisi, crashed into a mountain, just keep in mind who we're talking about and the existential threat to Israel that this man represented. I'm J. Christian Adams. So great to be with you this morning. 1-888-589-8840. Would love to hear from you. Do you have a graduate this year? Are you sending someone out the door to go into adulthood? How are you doing there? I know a lot of people are, and it's a happy and sad time. But let's turn to something serious and kind of zany, actually, because it's hard to imagine that foreigners are voting in American elections, that people who are not Americans are picking American leaders. Doesn't seem like that should happen, should it? And of course, many of you out there are saying, well, I'm sure they check on that. I'm sure they double check that they're really citizens when they register to vote. No, they don't, by and large. No, they don't. Because it's really hard to do it. There is no magic database of non-citizens. Now, we'll get into this later this hour as we move along, but there is a database of non-citizens that the federal government has control of, but the federal government doesn't like to give state election officials, easy access to it. They have to fight and claw to get access to the list of foreigners. And so consequently, foreigners get on the voter rolls. So let's walk this back to where this comes from. Motor Voter of 1993. You guys remember that, Bill Clinton? You remember when they passed a law that said you go into DMV, Department of Motor Vehicles, in any state, you can register to vote? This was a big deal in 1993. We had never had anything like this before. So suddenly, when you go to get your driver's license renewed, you are being asked, do you want to register to vote? And in fact, if you move when you go get your driver's license, like you're going to get a new address, they automatically move your voter registration if you're moving inside the same state. So if I move from Starkville, Mississippi to, let's say, Oxford, Mississippi, I've changed from being a Bulldog to a Reb, then my voter registration will automatically move. If I'm moving from Georgia to Florida, it doesn't automatically move. You see how that works? So I'm going to tell you what stops non-citizens from registering to vote and registering at the motor voter system. You ready? Almost nothing. There is a checkbox. The question says, are you a U.S. citizen? Yes or no? That is what prevents non-citizens from registering to vote. Oh, they also have to sign the document. They have to sign the document to promise that they're not foreigners. That's the whole ballgame, folks. Now, in some states, not all, but some, Texas, Florida, a couple others, the election officials will go back and they'll look up the documents that were used to register for a driver's license. And if those documents are things like a green card, then a flag goes up. Now, they're not automatically removed from the rolls, but a flag goes up and says, oh, let's double check to see if these people are actually registered to vote as citizens. But folks, I'm going to tell you, it doesn't take a wild imagination to guess about the numbers of people who slip through this process. They mark yes, they're a citizen when they're not, and they get registered to vote. I've seen the records, by the way. You can go see them yourself if you want to at the Public Interest Legal Foundation. That's publicinterestlegal.org. Stacks of voter registrations from non-citizens. And then they send letters. The non-citizens send letters to the election officials saying, please take me off the voter rolls. I'm not a U.S. citizen. I have those letters. You can read them yourself. We've published them by the stack. We have to litigate to get them, right? We have to go to court because places like Harris County, Texas won't give them to us. Places like North Carolina won't give them to us. Places like the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania won't give them to us. So we have to go to federal court, ironically using the same law, motor voter, because it has like a freedom of information part. And we get these records of non-citizens who are registering to vote. Numbers 1-888-589-8840 if you'd like to join the show today and talk about what you think ought to be done about this. So here's the best one, though. I call them checkbox no's. Remember I told you about the checkbox? They actually mark to the question, are you a U.S. citizen? They mark no. No, I'm not a U.S. citizen. I'm telling you, says the person from Bangladesh or Colombia or Azerbaijan. No, I'm not a U.S. citizen. And guess what still happens? They're still getting registered to vote. I can't believe it, but it's true. I've seen them. We call them checkbox no's. That they mark the voter registration form. No, I'm not a U.S. citizen. And the election officials say, welcome to the voter rolls. Come on in. Take a seat. Would you like any coffee? Election's coming up. You get to vote for president, Mr. From Bangladesh. This is happening all over the country. And the election officials are doing it, folks. It's a total, complete system breakdown. It's a system breakdown. And, of course, the other way they're getting registered are third-party registration drives. In other words, there's like the Dios de Muertes event on November 2nd, and MALDEF or some other group is out there with clipboards registering people to vote. Just register up, sign up, fill out the form, you get on the voter rolls. Because that's kind of the law. I'm J. Christian Adams, 1-888-589-8840. This is the real foreign influence in American elections. Are foreigners registering to vote? And they're voting. Oh, and if you're in New York City, by the way, and we can talk more about this, if you're a foreigner in New York City, they have passed a law that you are explicitly allowed to vote in New York City elections, like for mayor and city council. If you're a citizen of China, Russia, Serbia, Uganda, Argentina, South Africa, go on, the whole country, the whole world gets to vote in New York City elections. It's like a little UN. We're suing over that, trying to stop it, Public Interest Legal Foundation. But it is the law in New York City that foreigners get to vote. We'll be back with more of this. I'm Jay Christian Adams. You're listening to American Family Radio, 1-888-589-8840. Back after this.
You've heard a lot about saving babies on this show, and that's because it's important to me personally. And let me just be frank with you, we need to save them. That's why we've partnered with Preborn, the nation's leader in introducing mothers with unplanned pregnancies to their babies. And once she hears that heartbeat and sees that precious life growing inside of her, she is twice as likely to choose life. Now that's a miracle. But quite honestly, if we don't save them, who will? Preborn receives no government funding, so their work is completely dependent on us. Preborn has rescued over 280,000 babies. And that's not all. They provide love, support, and counseling for up to 2 years for free, saving lives and souls. One ultrasound is just $28, or $140, helps to rescue 5 babies' lives. Abortion doesn't stop, so we can't. Together, you and I can save lives. Just dial #250 on your cell and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby, or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
Welcome back to Jenna Ellis in the Morning on American Family Radio.
Boo. Hey, it's not Jenna Ellis. It's Jay Christian Adams this morning. So great to be with you this morning, talking about all sorts of things happened over the weekend and are happening in this country. This is an election year, and we're finding more and more frequently, non-citizens getting on the voter rolls. And I've been litigating this for 10 years in court. I've been analyzing this data for 10 years. I can tell you when it started. If you go back and you read every newspaper from 10 or 15 years ago, you won't find anything at all about foreigners voting in American elections, because everybody thought they had it under control, right? Like, someone's watching out for this, aren't they? They're checking, aren't they? No, they're not. They're not checking. They certainly weren't 15 years ago. More states are now. So I was in the Philadelphia City Election Office. I was standing in the office on a case that did not involve foreigners voting. It did not. It was a different issue. And I was standing there and I almost tripped over something. I almost tripped over this big, giant cardboard box. Big. And you know what it said on it? It said, foreign citizen voting records. I had never heard of such a thing. I had never seen such a thing. And I asked the election officials, I said, what is this? What is this big giant box that must hold thousands of pages of documents? And they said, oh, that's all the records of non-citizens who get on the voter rolls and vote. Really? Are you pulling my leg? No, they were serious. And sure enough, Pennsylvania was registering non-citizens to vote by the tens of thousands for 20 years. 20 years. Admittedly, this is not a conspiracy theory. This is not some sort of like truckload of ballots in the middle of the night theory. This is real. They admitted it. I know this because I'm litigating against Pennsylvania over this issue. Now, the litigation has been going on for 6 years. We won. It's Public Interest Legal Foundation versus whoever the latest Secretary of State is. We won the case at the lower court on what they call summary judgment. The lawyers in the room will know that means we won really good. And then Pennsylvania is now appealing it to the Third Circuit Federal Court of Appeals. This has been going on for 6 years. All we want are the records of alien voting. But the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is bound and determined to make sure that you don't know the whole truth about how bad they screwed up letting foreigners vote in Pennsylvania elections. And that's through multiple presidential races. Multiple presidential races, including 2016. Obama, Bush, Kerry, McCain, Romney, folks from Belgium, Canada, China, Azerbaijan, Pakistan, they're all voting in Pennsylvania elections. That's a fact. And if any of you out there listening from all the left-wing groups who make this possible, there I said it, want to debate me, I'm happy to do it. You can come on the show tomorrow. I'm going to be back. J. Christian Adams versus you here on the Jenna Ellis Show if you doubt that this is happening. 1-888-589-8840. Pamela, you are in North Carolina. Good morning. You're on American Family Radio, Pamela.
Well, good morning. I appreciate you bringing up this very important topic. I am currently thinking about going and talking to our local, I live right outside of, Fort Bragg. And I'm going to go talk to the commission about some illegalities that I have personally witnessed in past elections. And I want to know what I can say to them to see the importance of getting this issue taken care of and not allowing people to vote who should not be voting.
Well, Pamela, first of all, thank you for your interest. Let me tell you what you're going to hear. You can practice with Christian Adams. There's nothing wrong. We're following all the rules and procedures. These elections are secure. That's what you're going to hear. Okay? You're going to annoy them most likely, not because of who you are. It's because of who they are. So all I can tell you is don't get your hopes too high. Now, you will do a service by being there because they will know that you care. And they will know that you're watching. But you have to temper expectations when you deal with election officials. In some measure, because the state is responsible, not as much the county, in some measure. And it varies from state to state. If you're listening in Mississippi, your 5-member election commission in Mississippi is responsible for everything. And the poor old Secretary of State in Jackson can do almost nothing. If you're listening in Kentucky, it's exactly the opposite. Your local election officials can do almost nothing, and it's all your Secretary of State in Lexington that's responsible. So every state is a little bit different, and North Carolina is a mix of the two. So all I can say is thank you for what you're doing. Tell them what you saw, but don't get too optimistic that anything is going to come out of it. Okay? And that shouldn't frustrate you. That's just the lay of the land. Okay? Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's
okay,
what I
Pamela.
Need to hear. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Pamela, for calling American Family Radio. Hi, I'm J. Christian Adams. Frank, good morning. I'm on for Jenna Ellis on American Family Radio. What do you have to say this morning? Go ahead, Frank. Frank in Kentucky, Wildcat Frank. Are you there, Frank?
Yeah. I was saying that just about maybe three or four weeks ago that the Speaker of the House was saying he was going to do something about the situation that he's speaking of this morning. So, I'll call him President Trump.
Frank, I'm struggling to hear you. I'm sorry. I think you talked about the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. Indeed, Mike Johnson has made this a priority in the House. That's why yours truly, Christian Adams, was invited to testify to the House Administration Committee last Thursday. I was joined by Secretary of State Cord Byrd from Florida, who is, I have to tell you, one of the best secretaries of state in the country. He's a great guy doing great work in Florida. I'm telling you, Florida has got this figured out to a large degree. It's not perfect, but when it comes to doing the job right, Florida's leading the way. I also testified with Hans von Spakovsky of the Heritage Foundation. There are so many problems with non-citizen voting. I'll give you one of them. I can't do anything about non-citizens on the voter rolls under this law that I use to get dead people off the rolls. So Public Interest Legal Foundation has sued, oh, I don't know, stacks of places. Right now we're in a lawsuit against Michigan. We've sued Brenda Snipes down in Broward County. You might remember her. A bunch of counties along the Rio Grande, Allegheny County, Pittsburgh. We sued Detroit. All over the country, we're bringing these lawsuits to get the voter rolls cleaned up. And the one thing I'm not allowed to do is clean them up of aliens. I'm only allowed to clean them up of dead people and people who moved away. Those are the only two categories of deadwood that I'm allowed to go after. And we have proposed to Congress, they expand that to include non-citizens. Now, part of the problem is there's no way you can really figure out if someone's a non-citizen. That needs to change too. There's federal databases that even during the Trump administration were not opened up to the states. They were opened up, but it was drip, drip, drip. Imagine a swimming pool with drip, drip, drip. That's how the states could access it. What the states need to be able to do is jump into the swimming pool database at the deep end and start swimming around looking for the non-citizens. But right now, it's a drip, drip, drip. The federal government does not allow states to have effective use of what's called the SAVE database. So there's so many problems here to go around, folks. But let me share with you a different perspective on this. First of all, don't say it's illegals voting, okay? Because it's not just illegals voting. It's green card holders voting. It's student visa holders voting. It's HB1 visa holders voting. And the problem with that is they jeopardize their status in this country when they register to vote. And you might say, oh, well, they shouldn't register to vote then. No, listen up. The system is set up to snag them. The system is set up to get them registered to vote where they have to make a decision in a flash where they don't even know what they're doing. And I've come to believe it. I wanted to be like some of you in the beginning, like, oh, no, they're all part of the conspiracy to steal our elections. No, a lot of these are human beings who make a mistake. I've read the letters from these people. Some of them don't even understand the language that they registered to vote under. In other words, they were at DMV and they don't speak English. Oh, and yes, non-citizens are in fact allowed to get driver's license. We like this idea. So the van load of folks from Guadalajara don't smash into you after they run a red light, then drive away. Like, we want them in the system so we can figure out who they are. Oh, and by the way, if you ever pay attention, what I just described happens all the time. It's the hit and run of the illegal alien without a driver's license. So you want as many people in the system as possible getting driver's licenses. So this is a big deal because a lot of these people are going to be deported because they got caught up in the motor voter system. And I don't think government should work that way. Government shouldn't be laying traps for some student from London who's studying at, you know, University of Alabama to end up getting deported just because they got a driver's license. I don't think that's good government policy. Or the tech worker in Austin who's here from Calcutta on an HB1 visa because we can't get enough Americans to do this. Oh, and that is true, by the way. I used to do this stuff. Like, I represented software companies. And we can't get enough Americans to do it. So this guy gets his driver's license and he gets registered to vote in Texas. We should have a little bit of empathy for this. It's not all people swimming across the Rio Grande and running to the election office in Rio Grande City. That is not reality. That is not what is happening. It's much more complex than that. Mary, good morning. You're in Tennessee. You're on American Family Radio, and I'm Jay Christian Adams. So glad to talk to you today.
Hello. Nice to talk to you, too.
So, Mary, what do you have to say?
Well, I was just telling the guy that answered the phone when I called in was that I've gotten notifications from, like, places I've lived years and years ago that are sending me voter things saying, you know, that I need to renew it or whatever in that state. But I don't even live there. I'm like, I haven't lived there in, like, years. So that's kind of weird.
Can I ask you what state that is you're referring to?
The one that my friend sent me a notification, she forwarded the mail to me, is in Illinois, and I'm in Tennessee. And I haven't lived in Illinois since 2016, so it's about almost 8 years ago. Yeah.
So Illinois, no surprise there. We had to sue Illinois to get their voter rolls. It was Public Interest Legal Foundation versus Illinois. And one of the reasons we sued Illinois was to get their voter rolls so we could figure out if you were still on the rolls. And lots of people like you. Here's what I suggest. Send me an email. If you're still on the voter rolls in Illinois and you don't live in Illinois, I would very much be happy to have one of our lawyers at the Public Interest Legal Foundation write a letter to Illinois and say, hey, Mary in Tennessee no longer lives in Illinois. Why do you keep her on the voter rolls? That's what we do. We do a lot of voter roll cleanup stuff like that. And I'm not out here to solicit clients. I'm just saying I'm happy to help. So publicinterestlegal.org, happy to help Mary if we can get you off those rolls in Illinois. Nancy in Texas, good morning. You're on with J. Christian Adams on American Family Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to highlight two documentaries that I've seen in the last few days. The first one is by the producer, David Clements, Let My People Go. Apparently, it's gone viral. And him and Dr. Walter Daugherty from Texas A&M, who's in the computer science engineering, went around the countryside and I heard in 49 states, and I heard them speak twice because they had so much information about unrigging the elections. And basically, Dr. Clement said, if we don't get rid of the voting machines, it's over. That was the premise of his talk. And also, I'd like to, if I could, highlight another one that I just saw that premiered Friday night here in Dallas. And the focus was on the J6ers. And the name of that documentary is The War on Truth. Both of those documentaries can be seen at salemnow.com.
Okay. All right. So thanks, Nancy. Now, about the voting machines. Now, we could do a whole week of shows, and I'm only in a couple of days this week, so we don't have a whole week of shows on voting machines. But here's the deal with the voting machines. The companies who make them have sued people who speak about them into bankruptcy. Or, unless you're a big company like Fox News, who's not been sued into bankruptcy, is still going to pay like $700 million. That's 80 if we want to talk about that issue. And Fox agreed to do it. That's not even a post-judgment payment. That's like, we're likely going to lose, get off our backs, here's $700 million check. So Christian doesn't talk a lot about voting machines. Not a big topic with me. So, okay, we'll be back after this with more of your calls at 1-888-589-8840. I'm J. Christian Adams, in for Jenna Ellis on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to Jenna Ellis in the Morning on American Family Radio.
Good morning, America. J. Christian Adams here, not Jenna Ellis today. In fact, I think I'm with you Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll be talking a lot more about things going on in the country, including the plight of the Kansas City Chiefs punter. Harrison Buckner, is that right? He said too much. Time to put him in a box. We'll be talking about that later this week. But right now we're talking about the election because I'm an election attorney. How about that? Worked at the Department of Justice in the voting section. I run the only nonprofit in the country that is dedicated exclusively to election integrity, nonprofit law firm. So This is a big deal. We're heading into an election year. You can follow me at Election Law CTR on I still call it Twitter. I don't like X. It sounds a little too, I don't know, like Racer X, the dude in the mask. Some of you will get that one. Like the weird brother who disappeared, Mr. Racer X. Or it kind of reminds me of the movie from like 1988, Malcolm X. So I kind of like the kind little bird that just chirps Twitter. Anyhow, you can follow me at Election Law CTR. And we're talking about the upcoming election, non-citizens voting, not just illegal aliens, folks. It's foreigners. When you say illegal aliens, you're actually only covering a tiny fraction of what the data show are voting in American elections. Most of the non-citizens who vote are not illegal aliens, right? They want to hide in the basement. But why would you care if it's them versus a non-citizen generally? Doesn't seem to make any difference to me. Foreigner's a foreigner. Don't vote in our elections. It's that simple. J. Christian Adams here, 1-888-589-8840. Want to hear from you. Ron, you've been on the phone a while. What do you have to say this morning in Tennessee?
Good morning. I was in Los Angeles County, and I was in a local election to get on the board, school board, and I couldn't figure out, you know, how the election went in such a bad way.
Well, that's because it's California. It went in a bad way because it was an election in California.
Well, it was one of my choices for me to escape the People's Republic of California. I can assure you. Anyways, I tried to contact Tom Fitton with his, you're familiar with Tom Fitton's organization?
Well, you're referring to Judicial Watch, and I've known those guys a long time.
Yeah, you know, his secretary, they're all attorneys. They're like 2 miles down the road from me, and I try to contact them. I've left many messages. They don't follow through.
And okay, they have Look, people are busy, I'm sure. Lots of things. So you could probably do a show on people who try to call me, and I couldn't be reached. I mean, we do a lot of stuff. I don't know the circumstances, but that's how it goes sometimes. And I don't know what else to say on that one. So, Jeffrey, good morning. You're in Texas. How are you doing?
Morning, sir. I have a kind of a crosstalk with you. So I've been the ballot review board presiding judge and work elections and so forth and here in Texas. And it really starts with the election worker and working with your bureaucrats in the election process.
Bingo.
And that's where you're really going to stop. And I have stopped foreign nationals and illegals from voting through that process. At least here in
and
Texas,
so
the election worker can do that.
Well, kind of. You better not be like asking for proof of citizenship at the polls. If you do that, you're going to get a visit very quickly from either the FBI or DOJ lawyers like I used to be. But I'll tell you what to look for in Texas, and that's those checkbox no's. There's people who get registered in Texas who say, I am not a citizen, and they still get registered to vote. So those forms, generally speaking, are still laying around the election offices. They have to be kept under federal law for 22 months. And as a practical matter, they're kept longer. So instead, you know, somebody who has time on their hands, and there aren't many of us, certainly not according to what the last caller experienced, someone who has time on their hands could just go down the election office and start looking for checkbox no's. Now, we asked Harris County in a lawsuit for the checkbox no's, which required Harris County to do the searching, or they had already done it. And in fact, there were people who said, no, I'm not a U.S. citizen, and they still got welcomed to the voter rolls. That exists. It's not an urban myth. But folks like at the Brennan Center, who testified to Congress with me on Thursday, Michael Waldman at the Brennan Center, NYU Law, their business model is misinformation. They rely on telling the public things that aren't true about non-citizen registering and voting. In fact, when anybody talks about it, they're labeled nutty. Whenever someone who knows there's non-citizen voting talks about it, Democrats on Capitol Hill call them names. I saw it firsthand. That's what they do. Rather than having a healthy debate. Now, I raised this at the beginning of the show. Imagine, close your eyes, go back to 1985. Tip O'Neill is in Congress, Ronald Reagan's in the White House. Imagine if we found troves of documents. Troves, which, by the way, you can read online. Go to publicinterestlegal.org. I've got the letters up there. You can read the letters from the aliens. And the checkbox, no voter registration forms. Google safe spaces. Google stealing the vote at PILF, P-I-L-F. You can read the appendices of all these records. They are real. They are not deep fakes. And you could see that aliens are, in fact, registering and voting in American elections. But when you talk about this, when you publish these public records, this is not doxing. These are government records that Congress has declared are public. When you publish them, you get attacked. When you say that non-citizens are voting, foreigners are voting, and you give data about it, you get attacked by all of these groups like the Brennan Center, like MALDEF, Mexican American Legal Defense and Education Fund, who want to shut you up for talking about it. If this was 1985, I submit that we would all agree there's a problem that needs to be fixed. And Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill and Democrats and Republicans would have worked together to address the real problem. They wouldn't have labeled the other side of lying. That's just the world we live in now. Nancy, good morning. You're in the great state of Louisiana. What do you have to say this morning on American Family Radio?
Well, I would say, what can we do to stop it? I work for the polls, and I also have a volunteer radio show, and I would love to have you be on the radio show tomorrow to talk about this. So if you have any ideas, what can I do? I have a paper here that says
Only Citizens
Vote Coalition. I have a paper that says Only Citizens Vote Coalition, and then there's a SAVE Act. I was wondering if you have anything about that, but maybe you can tell me just what to do, what we can do to stop this.
Right. Well, listen, I'm going to be a realist, Nancy. So let me start as a realist and then I'll become a idealist. A regular American citizen does not have functional ability, like on the ground, nuts and bolts ability to stop this. That's the cold, hard truth. And unless we address the cold, hard truth, we won't find effective solutions. You can't stop a non-citizen from voting because you are not in a position of power. Now, maybe you are, you just didn't tell me, but I suspect you probably aren't. People who run the election offices can do the bare minimum by not allowing checkbox no's. And if you weren't here for the beginning of the show, a checkbox no is somebody who tells the election official on the voter registration form they're not a U.S. citizen, but they still get registered to vote. That's what I call a checkbox no. I testified in Congress about it on Thursday, and I've got stacks of checkbox no documents that I've collected around the country through litigation where people actually tell the election official, I'm not a citizen, but they still get registered to vote. So the most likely area that a regular person like you, Nancy, who doesn't have power, can do something is by looking at the checkbox no's. Now, I know that's like a field trip. I know that's something that I'd rather go to the library and watch the macrame lesson. Like me personally, I actually would. This is hard stuff. To show up in an election office and say, I want to look through your National Voter Registration Act registration forms for the last 22 months. 22 is a magic number, by the way. They will recognize you as knowing more than the average bear, because 22 is the federal minimum requirement to keep election records. 22. So if you walk in there and say, I'd like to review the voter registration forms for the last 22 months, their ears are going to perk up a little bit because you said something magic. Okay. Now, what can you do beyond that? I don't know. Let me be the idealist now. States are aware of the problem because a lot of the work that folks have been doing around the country to demonstrate that the system is failing. Now, some states are like Pennsylvania are aware of the problem and trying to hide it. That's why we've been in litigation with Pennsylvania for like 6 years. They've already lost the case. They're facing hundreds of thousands of dollars in attorney's fees in Pennsylvania because they registered non-citizens and then hid the records from us. And they're still dug in. There's an attorney who works for the Public Interest Legal Foundation working on the brief right now to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, where Pennsylvania has appealed to because they don't want to turn over these records. And Nancy, if you were to roll into Harrisburg and ask for records in Harrisburg, despite the fact that we've already won the case, they're going to stiff arm you. So I guess what it ultimately boils down to is we have to elect the right people. Clearly in Pennsylvania, they're not electing the right people. The governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, is not the right person for election integrity. He's the wrong person. The Secretary of State of Michigan, Jocelyn Benson, is not the right person for election integrity. Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida and his Secretary of State, Cord Byrd, is the right person for election integrity. West Virginia just had a primary election where the champion of election integrity, Mack Warner, lost. He came in fourth. So here's a guy in West Virginia that was a champion for this cause, and he just lost the GOP election for governor in the primary. Maybe one of you voted against him. I don't know. That's your right to do so. But what I'm telling you is elections make a difference. We can't have election integrity when we elect the wrong people. We can't have an election system where the Secretary of State of Arizona is more concerned about you asking questions and doesn't like the questions about her doing her job than we do the answers. The Secretary of State of Arizona is afraid of the answers. The Secretary of State of Colorado is another problem. We've elected the wrong people. So, Nancy, I know that's a long-winded answer to tell you. Oh, by the way, you have a good Secretary of State in Louisiana. As a matter of fact, she shares your name. Nancy Landry. Good. Mississippi. Good. Alabama. Good. South Carolina. Doesn't have a Secretary of State. Not so good. We're suing them. Can you believe that? In a red, 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 red state, there's a state election commission in South Carolina that isn't turning over records to the public. South Carolina, even North Carolina complies with the law. And it's run by a bluish state election board. Virginia, good. Susan Beals, appointed by Governor Youngkin. Tennessee, good. Trey Hartgrit. Maine, horrible. Jenna Bellows. We can do more of this tomorrow. My name is J. Christian Adams. It's been a treat to be with you this morning. I'm going to be here more this week on American Family Radio in for Jenna Ellis. You can follow me on Twitter at electionlawctr. It's really kind of like Election Law Center, but it's electionlawctr. And if you're still on the voter rolls where you used to live, get a hold of me because I want to do something about it. Thank you so much for joining us on American Family Radio. I'm Jay Christian Adams. I will see you tomorrow.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.
We'd like to thank our sponsors, including Preborn. Preborn has rescued over 200,000 babies from abortion, and every day their network clinics rescue 200 babies' lives. Will you join Preborn in loving and supporting young moms in crisis? Save a life today. Go to preborn.com.